Thanks again for listening to our podcast. To hear more messages like this, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for other episodes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it and share it with friends. For more info or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. Remember, in Christ Jesus, we are one family in faith.
Welcome. Glad to have you with us. Before we get into the word, let's just pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you touch our hearts. God, you know exactly what's going on in our life. You know exactly what's going on in our nation, and you have a solution for each and every challenge that's in our lives. So I thank you, God, as we open the word of God, that you would speak to us, speak to our hearts, speak to our spirits today. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, I want to start a series called Thankful in Every Season. Thankful in every season. You know, sometimes it's not easy to be thankful. It's sometimes there's circumstances that are going on that it seems adverse to be thankful. Sometimes we don't get what we want. Sometimes we don't feel like being thankful. Sometimes it's just difficult. And we go through seasons of our life that it's hard and it seems counterintuitive to be thankful. Can we really be thankful when we don't feel like it? There's other times that we totally feel like it. We're going through a season and there's blessings, there's miracles, things just seem to go the way we want it to go. And it just seems natural to give God the praise, to say, God, thank you. Thank you for that house. God, thank you. I realize you just open the door for me to get this new car. This relationships are really just coming in to my life in this moment. And I just want to say thankful. It's easy sometimes to be thankful and other times it's not. But being spiritually mature is all about being able to say thank you in every season. Being thankful in every season. God has done so much. But whether it's a good moment, whether it's a bad moment, whether it's a good season, whether it's a bad season, can you still be thankful? That's what we need to talk about. And asking God to help us become a little bit more thankful. Asking God to help us be thankful in every season. If you will, go with me to Psalm 34:1. And it says in the King James Version, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. It's going to continue to be in my mouth. I'll bless the Lord at all times. What times? Sometimes? No, all times. Not just the times that I feel like it. All the time, I'm going to bless the Lord. At the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, all throughout the day, I'm going to bless the Lord. If I have a good day, if I have a bad day, I'm going to bless the Lord. If my finances are really, really good, if my finances are really, really bad, I'm still going to bless the Lord. If the relationships that I want in my life are in my life, or if the relationships that I want them and they're not in my life yet, I'm going to bless the Lord. I have some needs still, or all my needs are met, I'm going to still bless the Lord. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. I've already made a decision that I'm going to, whether happy or sad, whether I'm on the mountain or I'm in the valley, I'm going to bless the Lord. If my candidate is in office, I'm going to bless the Lord. But if my candidate isn't in office, I'm still going to bless the Lord because I've made the conscious decision that in every season, I'm going to be thankful. His praise is always going to be in my mouth. I made a decision about this. I've decided to bless the Lord at all times, at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, all throughout the day, I'm going to be thankful. In this season, in the next season, I'm going to continue to be thankful. And in every season, I'm going to find a reason to be thankful. Yes, sometimes it's easy. The reason is right out there. It's obvious. I can see it. There's the reason that I'm thankful. My wife's sitting on the front row. There's a reason that I can be thankful. But sometimes we go through seasons that it's just difficult. We have to look for the reason. We have to look to find that reason. But I made a decision that I'm going to look. I'm going to find a reason. Maybe it's a big reason. Maybe it's an obvious thing. Or maybe I have to search for it. But I've already made a decision to have thankfulness. I've already made a decision to be thankful. So if I have to, I'll go out and look for a reason to be thankful. If I need to, I'll go back and I'll think about what God has done in the past. And I'll say, God, thank you for what you did in the past. God, thank you for what you did last year. God, thank you for what you did last season. So whether it's easy or whether it's difficult, I'm going to find a reason to be thankful. Gratitude opens the door for my next blessing. This is why I want to be thankful, because gratitude opens the door for my next blessing. You see, I don't want to miss it. I don't want to slam the door on my next blessing. I don't want to slam the door on my next miracle by being unthankful. So often, we don't have thankfulness going on in our hearts, and we miss the next thing that God wants to do in our lives. We miss it when we're not thankful. When we don't have a positive confession, when we don't have praise on our lips, we're actually closing the door on the next blessing that God has for us. It's gratitude that welcomes God's blessing. Why would I consciously slam the door on God's next blessing for my life? I don't know about you, but I want to be thankful. I want to find a reason to be thankful in every single season. I have to understand that being thankful opens a heavenly door. It does something. It activates a spiritual principle in my life. It welcomes God to do more. It's my desire to be thankful. It's His pleasure to move upon the thankfulness of my heart. It's my desire to be thankful, but it's His pleasure to move upon the thankfulness of my heart. We have to understand what Thanksgiving does. Thanksgiving just isn't that time of year that you gain a couple of pounds because you're sitting around the family table. No, Thanksgiving is a way of life. It's a decision that we make. It's a constant effort that I'm saying, God, I want to have a lifestyle of saying thank you. God, you've done so much that throughout my life, I want to have a conscious mentality of saying, thank you. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise is never going to stop coming out of my mouth. When you enter a conversation with me, you know at some point, I'm going to be praising God. At some point, I'm going to be thanking God for what He's doing in my life. I'm not going to stop. I'm forewarning you right now, you get in a conversation with me, I'm going to tell you about the goodness of God and tell you how thankful I am for what God has done in my life. Thanksgiving, it's a different way of looking at life. It's an elevated way of thinking. It's spiritual. It's supernatural. It's a heavenly mindset. When I put on this spiritual mindset, doors begin to open. I hope you get this today. When you are thankful, spiritual doors will begin to open. Natural doors will begin to open as you're thankful. The spiritual mindset of thanksgiving will till the ground for your next harvest. Thanksgiving invites the work of the Lord into your life. The reason I want to be thankful is because I want God to do more in my life. I don't want to still be doing the same old thing next year and the year after that and the year after that, living off of what God did for me in the past. No. I want to be so thankful that he never stops doing a new thing in my life. I'm inviting him. I'm welcoming him in through my thanksgiving. And when I'm thankful, it keeps me close to God. Gratitude keeps me close to God. If I want to be close, I need to be thankful. If I want to be close, I need to be thankful. But if I want to stay close, I got to stay thankful. Oh my goodness. If I want to be close, I need to be thankful. But if I want to stay close, I got to stay faithful. Sometimes we start it the right way. We get into a great season and we're thankful. But then somewhere along the way, we stop being thankful. It's like that, you know, when you turn over a new leaf in the beginning of the year and you start off the right way and you're thankful or you're grateful or you're kind or whatever. But then as the year rolls on, it drops off. Your diet routine drops off. Workout routine drops off. Thankfulness kind of fades into the background. How often do we get close to God through thanksgiving, but then we lose it somewhere and we don't stay thankful? Staying thankful keeps us close to God. I love how David said it in Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. David just said it 4 times in different ways. I don't know if you realize that. Let me read it again, because David just gives you thanksgiving to the 4th power. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Praise is not just a song that's fast. Praise is actually when you're telling of all the good things of God. And then it says, be thankful unto him and bless his name. So we got enter his gates with thanksgiving, courts with praise, thankful unto him, bless his name, all in one scripture, thanksgiving to the 4th power. David is saying, make thanksgiving a part of your life. It's going to bring you in. It's going to draw you in to God's presence. It's going to usher you in to God's presence. It's a thought process of thankfulness and praise on our lips that enables us to have the type of relationship that we need to have. When I'm thankful, I enter his courts. I go past the gates, right? I enter the door. I enter his courts. A lot of people don't realize this. We want God to entrust us with authority. We want to be seated in heavenly places and make decisions that other people like, wow, what a person of God, what a child of God, what a son, what a daughter of the King. But that only happens when we're in the courts of the Lord. You see, thankfulness gets us in the courts of the Lord. Do you know who has power and authority? People that are in the King's court. When you are in the King's court, you have power, you have authority, you have dominion, you have a say. Normally, the people that are in the court were people that had land and people that were wealthy. People had the King's ear. Thankfulness gets us into his courts. I don't know about you, but I'm excited to be in the courts of the Lord. If I'm going to be in anybody's presence, if I'm going to be in anybody's court, the courts of God, not the courts of man, not the courts of the president, not the courts of some king, some foreign national, no. To be in the courts of the Lord. I'm thankful. When I'm thankful, I enter his courts. When I'm thankful, it draws me in. I'm closer when I'm thankful. Just type that down. I'm closer when I'm thankful. Write that down. I'm closer when I'm thankful. Psalm 84:10 says, "For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness." New Living Translation says, "A single day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked. Wow, David said, I'd rather be in a humble position in your house than sit in the lap of luxury anywhere else. I'd rather be opening and closing the door to your house than be somewhere that the world calls prestigious, that the world calls you made it. No, he said, I would rather be somewhere humble, but be in your presence than anywhere else. Matter of fact, one moment there is greater than 1,000 anywhere else. That's what we have to have, is such a passion that says, I would rather be in God's presence than anywhere else on earth. And David, he had it all. He had the money, he had the victories, he had the fame. He said, I'd rather be a humble doorkeeper in your presence than be on the battlefield winning, than be collecting all the gold after the victory, than being praised by people in my own court. I'd rather be in your court. Wow. David said, I'd rather hang out in the courts of the Lord than anywhere else. Why would David say that? Why would David say, I'd rather, instead of all this stuff, I'd rather be a moment in your presence? Is there something so eternal and internally blissful that makes it all worthwhile to be in a relationship in proximity to God? Is there a value that this world does not understand, cannot quantify or perceive, that is understood by being in the presence of God? Is there something about being in God's presence, nearer to God, that changes us, completes us, fulfills us? Is there something about God's presence and his courts that makes everything else pale in comparison? I think that's exactly what David is talking about. He would not trade proximity to God for anything in this world. There is nothing in this world that it has to offer that compares to God's presence. And how do we get there in God's presence? Thankfulness. Thankfulness gives us proximity to God. I'm thankful I enter his courts. I'm thankful I'm past the gate. I'm thankful I'm getting a little closer. I'm thankful I'm in his presence. I'm staying in his presence. If I want to build a closer relationship with God, I have to be thankful. Thankfulness gets me in the door. Thankfulness gets me in his courts. We have to understand, if we want to be close, we have to be thankful. David was close to God because he was thankful. He was close to God because he knew how to be thankful. I want us to make a decision today. Can we make a decision today and the next day and the day after that, that God would help us to be thankful in every season? Wow, what a thought. What a thought that's not of this world. This thought didn't come from this world. God, make me thankful in every season. Not just when I'm happy, not just when I get everything that I want and everything's going my way, but God, help me to be thankful even in the difficult moments. Even when my spirit is wrestling with some things, God, let me still be thankful. God, whether I'm on the mountain or I'm in the valley or I'm going through it, where all my needs are met, I want to be thankful in every season. Will you bow your heads and let's pray together. God, I thank you, Lord, that you would help us to be a little bit more thankful every day, God, that you would help us see something that we didn't see before. God, that we would see your hand at work in our lives. We would see, God, the big things, the small things, the in-between things, even the things that you're doing in the midst of difficulties and tragedies and chaos. And God, help us to be thankful. Because we understand, God, thankfulness, God, it brings us through the storm and to the other side. And thankfulness invites the blessing into our life. And thankfulness, God, brings us close to you. And that's exactly what we want. God, give us a thankful heart. And while we're praying, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be today with Jesus. I need to reconnect with him. I need to say yes to him. I need to get back on track with him. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I've never really been in a relationship with Jesus. I've been around it, or I've been on the outside looking in, but I need that relationship. Whatever it is, I want to help you connect with Jesus because he wants to connect with you. If that's where you are today, say this prayer with me. Jesus, thank you for everything you've done for me. Thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for taking my sins away. Thank you for bringing me into God's family. I receive that free gift that you're giving me right now. Jesus, help me walk with you. Teach me how to walk like you in every season. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thanks again for listening to our podcast. To hear more messages like this, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for other episodes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it and share it with friends. For more info or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. Remember, in Christ Jesus, we are one family in faith.